Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. And we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. The telephone number you need, though, is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And this land's not your land. This land's not my land. It's all taken from us by the IRS man. Not even the forest or even rainwater. This land doesn't belong to you or me. We've been talking about
it. It does if we're willing to take them out of it to stop them from taking us off it.
We were talking about this article from the Free Thought Project about a man who's basically kicked off of his own property for living on it, albeit legally, according to his own research before he bought the property. And, Ian, you had a follow-up on that about what's going on with tiny homes in the state of New Hampshire, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, sure.
We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Isaiah calling. Isaiah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
I just have a question for all three of you. So, what is your opinion on mask wearing?
Well, if you want to
wear them. Are we talking about, like, Halloween masks, or are we talking about the masks that a bunch of people are wearing now?
Are you talking COVID?
No. The COVID mask.
My opinion is that if you would like to wear one, you should go ahead and wear one. However, if you have any issue with anybody else not wearing one, well, you can go jump off a cliff.
Yeah. Because the reason I asked that is because I'm autistic and masks are not, like, I have very, very horrible sensory issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really hard for me to wear one, you know. It's just ridiculously hard.
You should stop.
It's just like, oh, yeah, trust me. I want to. Trust me.
Why haven't you?
Well, because I'll get in trouble and I'll get the cops.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you calling from?
Cali.
California. So,
oh, God, what are you doing in California?
So they don't respect people who have medical exemptions there?
Oh, no, they don't. I've been looked at very weirdly for wearing a mask. They've actually threatened to call the cops on me like 3 times already for that.
For not wearing a mask?
Yeah, for not wearing one.
And what would happen if the cops were called on you?
They would kick me out or possibly arrest me because they're trying to make it a law here. Our governor is trying to make it a law here.
Well, where we are, you can have a medical exemption by just simply saying that you do. And usually people respect that. Although this afternoon, Bonnie said that when she went into one of the gas stations here in Keene on West Street, and they told her that she had to purchase a mask in order to stay in the store and wear it in the store, and they would not respect her medical exemption. So she told them she would go get her gas elsewhere. And the next place we went, they were totally cool. In fact, that almost never happens up here. What happened to her today? In my experience.
Isaiah, I had a question for you. Have you actually read the legislation or the piece of bureaucratic paperwork where they're calling for you to wear a mask and read through it to see if there is something in there about medical exemptions?
Mm-mm. No, they've never sent me one at all. Like, they have never sent me one since this started.
Right. Well, you should be able to go online and find the actual mandate for the masks and have a read, because my understanding is that most states have something written in there for medical exemptions.
Now, obviously, it is up to the business owner. If they want to tell people who have medical issues that they don't want their business, I fully support their right to do that. So, you know, just you have to remember when you go into a place, just because there's a sign on the door that says a thing doesn't actually mean that's what they that's what the business actually wants. It's what the business is saying to make people happy, to appease a certain group of really cowardly people who they believe are a large chunk of their business. So I was just down, Bonnie and I took Mark to the airport today, and that was down in Connecticut. Now, Connecticut is a mask-crazy land. They're very, you know, there's like mask mandates across the state, and it's a bad place. But there was a gas station that we went to. You know, we had to pee, so we went over to a gas station that looked, you know, not like a scuzzy one. So we went to one of the nicer looking gas stations, and there was a sign on the door that said masks required. I think it said no exemptions, or it said medical exemptions will bring it out to you. So they didn't want anybody going into the store without a mask. Bonnie went in. She had to go first. They didn't say anything to her while she went to the bathroom and left. I went in. Went to the bathroom. They didn't say anything to me on the way in, and I figured, yeah, I'm going to put them to the test. I went and I grabbed a drink from the cooler and walked up to the counter, and the lady checked me out, no problem. Wow. She did say to me as I was leaving, oh, next time you'll need to wear a mask. And I said, oh, no, thanks. I don't do that.
Yeah, it's,
and walked out.
You're like me. It's common courtesy if you're on the road and you're traveling and you stop somewhere to use the bathroom that you should at least try, you know, if you got the money to, you know, drop a couple of dollars.
Absolutely.
You know, at the place. It's a courtesy thing.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to do that. And so, you know, I didn't have any issue with that particular encounter, even in Connecticut, which is a crazy place for masks. So,
full of Connecticut wankies.
Yeah. But if they really want to be clear, if they're like, if they come up to me and they say, you know, we don't want you in here without a mask, and I say, well, I'm medically exempt, and they say, we don't care, we don't want people who are medically exempt shopping with us, then I'll say, okay. And I will walk out. I'll put the items down that I had been ready to purchase. I'll put it down, and then I'll leave. And that's fine.
Isaiah, I just wanted to tell you as well, I don't know specifically how to find any of these in your area, but they do exist. There are groups of people who also do not enjoy masking.
Freedom Cells. Try them.
Freedom Cells first.
FreedomCells.org, I believe, is the website.
And also, PeoplesRights.org, which is an Ammon Bundy thing. Different ones seem to be bigger in different areas, so check them both out.
Yeah, your best bet, though, of course, is to move physically to another place. If you're a liberty-minded person, you really ought to get out of California and consider seriously a migration to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. I thank you for your guys' advice, and you guys are doing an amazing job by doing your talk show. I really respect you guys.
Good awesome. Luck. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Let's move on to, we've got Dave in New Hampshire calling. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, well, I hope this doesn't come off as virtue signaling. But the there's this concept that you should stand up for the rights of your enemies, and our enemies are, you know, in New Hampshire tend to be politicians, and something bad happened to politicians earlier this week that I'm not sure if you heard about it.
But no, what?
Have you followed what the Republican House Speaker did to the Democratic politicians in New Hampshire around February 23rd?
I have a story. Was this the meeting that they had in the soccer stadium, or is this prior to that?
Well, it wasn't held at the State House. I'm not sure exactly where it was held.
Is this the one where the Democrats stormed out?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a story about that. I don't think we've discussed it on Free Talk Live yet, though. So what about it?
Okay, so what happened is the Republican House Speaker, Sherman Packard, locked Democrats into the House, or into the building where they were holding the meeting.
You mean like closed the doors and turned the latches and physically locked them inside?
Yeah. So, and to me, that seemed like the Democrats referred to it as holding them hostage. And in my mind, I think you got a point. I think that they kind of were holding the Democrats hostage.
Well, if the Democrats will promise not to hold me hostage, for my choices, then I'll support their right not to be held hostage.
This is actually a pretty hilarious story, and if we get the chance, I'd like to talk about it further. I've had this story, and it involves these Democrats who are just out of their minds. One of them actually wearing unironically wearing a plague doctor's mask at this particular event. It's pretty ridiculous what they did. And here's what I would say to what you brought up here, Dave, is that these people agreed to the rules of the House, and so this guy is just playing by the rules. Dave, do you want to hang on?
Sure.
Okay, stand by. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160 is our phone number here in the studio. If you'd like to join the conversation, more Free Talk Live is coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
he said. Yeah, yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah.
Moni Moni.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Billy Idol was underrated.
Billy Idol.
Idol. What about the Weird Al version? Wasn't it Alimony Money?
Oh!
I believe
here she comes now, one in Alimony.
We had a caller, and we still have the caller. It's Dave in New Hampshire of the Ridley Report. And he called in to talk about the Democrats getting locked into the House. It's my understanding, Dave, that the Republicans just locked everybody, not just the Democrats, into the House.
That's correct.
Accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. The Democrats left. Mostly it was Democrats. Can you guys still hear me? Because you're breaking up.
We got you.
Okay. So the Democrats left to try and deny the Republicans a quorum. And when roughly half or two-thirds of the Democrats had left, that's roughly when they locked the doors. And that allowed the House to maintain a quorum, enough to do votes. But now it didn't have enough Democrats in it for the Democrats to affect anything.
So they pushed
through a bill.
It's hilarious.
I like the sound of this. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, the bill they were voting on is an abortion bill. So it's the pro-lifers who were doing things on this. But it's not the worst of abortion bills, that said.
Can we just do late-term abortions on politicians?
Wasting that energy on an anti-liberty issue, that's sad.
Well, unfortunately, that's don't have enough people here yet. The libertarians are not the majority in the state house, but there is a good liberty, I don't know what you call them, contingent, I suppose you could say.
The liberty block.
In there. But do you want me to give you some details on this, Captain? Because it's an interesting story. Normally, politics isn't very interesting.
Lay it
this
on me, brother.
Particularly entertaining. And Dave, if you want to stay on, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I actually wanted him to stay on to get his comments on
this
story.
This story is from Christopher Maidment, who is actually worth noting who this reporter is. He's the guy who got ticketed outside of the governor's house 2 months ago or whatever it was. Remember when nine people got tickets outside of, including our listener and Bill Domenico?
Yep.
Christopher Maidment was there to report on the protest.
Right.
Also received a ticket. So the same guy is doing this reporting here. He's in writing it over at NHJournal.com. A last-ditch attempt to stop a vote on an abortion-related bill left New Hampshire House Democrats locked out of the legislative process, literally after they stormed out of session, leaving behind a temporary GOP supermajority. It was just one of many contentious moments at the House session held at the Sportsplex in Bedford on Wednesday. So first of all, this is so bizarre and so crazy. These state representatives, there's so many cowardly state reps. They're not even willing to meet in the state house. They're demanding that they meet in an actual, soccer field. So there's a photograph here in the story where you can see a wide shot of the soccer field where they have, there's 400 state reps. Okay, so they've got one chair, and then 6 feet away or whatever, there's another chair. There's a 6-foot radius at least around each chair spread out across this entire stadium.
And we have a right to attend these, don't we?
Well, that's what you would think, but right now they're having government in secret, so no, I don't believe anyone is
attending these,
except now they may be streaming them online. I'm not sure about that. The day began with a photo of the 50,000-square-foot venue distributed by House GOP leadership, demonstrating the wide spaces and social distancing available beneath the towering roof of the Sportsplex. That didn't stop some House Democrats from decrying the allegedly life-threatening conditions. The state Democratic Party chairman praised members, quote, who risked their lives to attend.
Pussy!
A House Democratic staffer, Rachel Brady Cole, and at least one Democratic state rep even wore full-body PPE suits as the session began.
Unironically, I've considered arguing those, wearing one of those as a joke, but these people managed to be my joke without knowing it.
And there's actually a woman here, Nicole Klein Knight, a Democrat from Manchester, who literally is wearing a plague doctor mask, also unironically.
Coward!
According to the announcement at the beginning of the session, there were 24 Democrats with excused absences, but just two Republicans. So the Republicans already had a majority in the state house, and now they have an even greater majority.
Excused absences? They have to call the principal or something?
I guess. Thereby expanding their majority, as Republicans won vote after vote, the frustration began to build. After a pro-life bill easily passed and another was moved forward in the schedule, Democrats decided they'd had enough. Democratic leader Rennie Cushing said, "The Democrats are going home now," he announced to Speaker Sherm Packard. And the speaker's a Republican. As Democrats rushed to leave the venue, it appeared their goal was to stop the Republicans from passing legislation by denying them a quorum. Without a quorum of 199 members, or one person less than half of the House, the only motion in order is to adjourn the body. So they couldn't continue if they lost the quorum. But Cushing miscalculated. By announcing his strategy, he gave the speaker the ability to act. Packard, invoking his powers as speaker to maintain the quorum, promptly ordered the doors locked. The quorum was maintained, though a number of Democrats defied the order and even state police to make it out of the venue.
Did he say, "By the power of Grayskull," when he invoked his powers?
I don't know. But the point I'm making here is that they all agree to a bunch of these rules. So when you join as a state representative, there's House rules, which are different from the rules that people have to follow in the state House. So for a while, when the Democrats were in charge, they made a House rule that said state reps may no longer carry guns into the House chamber. We could carry guns into the House chamber, but they couldn't. So now, of course, some of the state reps continued to conceal carry and broke these rules. And what is the penalty for breaking the rules? Honestly, I don't know. Obviously, some of these Democrats ignored the rule and still went through whatever guards were at the door anyway.
Yeah.
But apparently enough of them were too cowardly of the state police to actually go through the doors.
Use their cowardice against them.
Mr. Dave, your thoughts?
So, first of all, you know, no aggression, no grievance. If the House members, Democrat or Republican, want to act up by wearing certain types of clothing or whatnot or street theater, they're completely within their rights to do that. And second, we should not be comfortable with imprisoning people. You know,
I am completely comfortable with it happening to the people who want to imprison us.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you live by the prison, you should die by the prison.
Right. These people love the state, so they got a taste of it.
There's this concept, you know, that goes back to Nelson Mandela of the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, where you know, and it's also when they overthrew the Argentine dictators, the right-wing dictators there, this concept that you don't necessarily go on a witch hunt for the people who have committed abuses. You just get them out of power, right? And that's how they maintained the peace in Australia and South Africa after apartheid and after the Argentine dictators.
Well, they changed their minds.
They were merciful toward their oppressors.
They changed their mind in South Africa. They're now killing people there for being white.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. We appreciate it.
There's more to the story, by the way, including a quote from a former advertiser here on Free Talk Live, who's now the state majority leader.
We'll get to that and more. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with the President of Mexico on Monday. It was a virtual summit and it covered a wide range of issues, including immigration and the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border. The two also discussed trade, regional security, and the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this is not the time to start relaxing coronavirus restrictions.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close. We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction.
Walensky also urging everyone to get vaccinated when shots are available to them. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. How often are we going to need a COVID-19 vaccine shot moving forward?
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in the medical establishment. It's probably going to be more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
MLB spring training continuing on Monday with games being played in Arizona and Florida. Most stadiums holding between 15% and 30% capacity. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Free Talk Live is the live call-in talk radio program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. And we generally talk about things from the perspective of freedom here on Free Talk Live. And we've been doing that, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Ian, you were regaling us with this bit about the New Hampshire lock-in, as it were.
Yeah, Dave Ridley called in to bring this up, and he seemed overly concerned with the plight of these poor, poor Democrats who got locked into this what is now the State House and a soccer stadium in this insane COVID world where they're now keeping 400 state reps 6 feet away from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, what happened was they were losing votes because they're in the minority, and there were 24 Democrats who didn't show up that day, so they're even more in the minority.
Right.
And so they were losing vote after vote, so they decided they were going to walk. and they all got up as a group and tried to leave, and the Speaker of the House, who has certain powers or whatever to continue, like, it's their obligation to do the quote-unquote people's business, which is a whole load of BS, but regardless, that's what they believe.
He rolled a 30 die and invoked some powers.
And he decided to lock the doors, supposedly, or somehow bar these state representatives from leaving. Well, still some, according to the article at NHJournal.com, were still able to get past the state police. The woman who wore the plague doctor's mask that we were talking about earlier, unironically, Nicole Klein Knight, posted on Twitter, all in caps, "We busted through the police to leave! S just hit the fan! Speaker unlawfully locks us in the sportsplex!" Well, was it unlawful, or was it part of the rules? This speaker has the ability to keep a quorum, to maintain a quorum, so they can continue doing their quote-unquote business. And he was told that they intended, the Democrats intended to stop the quorum, to end the quorum.
Right.
And so he just invoked that rule. State Republican Majority Leader Jason Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know him?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the majority leader. That means he's the highest ranking Republican besides the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
This guy's a free stater. So he's actually a former advertiser here on Free Talk Live. If it weren't for Jason Osborne, we might not even be here today. He was an angel advertiser on Free Talk Live in some of our earliest days. Thank you, SACL CAI, which was his business at the time.
Nice.
For supporting this show. So he's been playing the game, and he's gotten himself into a fairly influential role as a result. Anyway, he had this to say, quote, "I'm disappointed, but I suppose I'm not surprised over the highly juvenile antics by House Democrats. Rather than doing their job in debating the legislation before the House, they abandoned their responsibility to their constituents only because legislation they disagreed with passed. The last 2 years, Republicans were in the minority, and we know it's not fun to lose on legislation we felt passionate about, but we continually showed up to do our job. We never took our ball and went home, leaving our constituents hanging. This was an embarrassing display of pettiness, and I hope their constituents take notice. House Republicans will continue to show up and do our job." Unquote. After nearly an hour of further delaying tactics, including parliamentary inquiries, inquiries of the chair, roll calls, and ruling challenges, the almost entirely Republican body voted to approve a measure that requires infants born alive to receive medically appropriate and reasonable care and treatment. So as far as abortion bills go, it's, you know, not the most objectionable of them. Meanwhile, the same...
Yeah, I mean, once you've taken first breath...
Yeah,
you're pretty much alive.
Meanwhile, the same Democrats who had demanded to leave the session in order to avoid voting were now demanding to be allowed back in to cast their votes.
We wanted to be in. Wait, let us back in.
One Democrat who remained inquired of Packard where in his purview he could keep members from coming back once the doors were locked, citing a New Hampshire Constitution article that prohibits police from detaining members on their way to session. The Speaker cited his constitutional authority to lock the chamber doors and eventually ruled one Democrat member dilatory for intentionally delaying House business. Quote, "These dilatory tactics will not be tolerated anymore," he told what remained of the third largest English-speaking legislative body in the world. Some Democrats announced or denounced the Speaker's decision to lock the doors, at least one, comparing it to being, quote, "held hostage." Republicans reminded Democrats that last March, as the COVID pandemic began and the NHGOP was in the majority, Democrats oversaw a session that started at 9 a.m. on March 12th and didn't end until nearly 4 a.m. the next day, all with few GOP complaints and no walkout. During that session, the Speaker at the time, who was a Democrat, had the sergeant-at-arms lock the doors late in the evening to maintain a quorum, even without the Republican minority attempting to take their ball and go home. So this isn't unprecedented. This has happened before.
So what's the difference between this and a filibuster?
A filibuster is where you prevent a vote from occurring by continuing to debate on it. And the thing is, it requires
two-thirds
majority to close debate on an issue, even though it only takes a 50% majority to win the vote once it comes.
Okay.
So you can prevent a vote that you can't win by denying the majority that is not a supermajority the closure of the vote, but in order to, or the closure of debate, but in order to do that, you have to keep talking.
Okay.
And so, Rand Paul did that famously one time. He did a very good one.
Yeah, I think I remember the news clip on that where it was just, and he just kept going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the end result.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so it's at the very least, it's an interesting situation that that has brewed up in the New Hampshire State House.
Can somebody introduce a bill that calls for late term abortions on anybody who's a politician?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
I mean, how late does a late term abortion have to be?
Yeah.
Can it be just, you know, as late as possible? You know, I know most of the politicians are.
I support abortion for the first 90 trimesters.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I mean, at least these politicians are, I don't know, not, you know, messing with people while they're going through this sort of rigmarole.
Well, I mean, that's the reason you're there, is to mess with people.
I know, but I'd prefer them to play stupid games against each other than against the general population.
Yeah, but, you know, think of the things that the Republicans could have done while they had that supermajority. They could have repealed every gun law in the state, but they didn't.
They could have
repealed every tax in the state, but they didn't.
Could have legalized marijuana.
Well, no, they couldn't, nobody, because they didn't have the legislation in front of them. They can't introduce the legislation in that time frame. That has to be done in, like, August.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to have a repeal of all the gun laws, what you ought to do is reach out to the Liberty reps and ask them to put that bill in.
Okay.
Speaking of the Liberty reps and putting bills in, when's New Hampshire going to get, you know, off the pot, as it were, and get, well, on the pot with legalization of marijuana?
I don't want to see it legalized. I'd just rather see it at the end of prohibition.
Well, okay. Whatever form it takes, yeah. I'm down with.
I honestly don't know what has been put forward in this particular session.
It just seems to me that if we have Liberty folk, you know, in these positions, that would be one of the first things.
Yeah. Last year, they did have a bill that was for further decriminalization of marijuana as well as other drugs. So to take felonies down to misdemeanors, that kind of thing.
Right. And
misdemeanors down to violations. That I believe that didn't get anywhere because of COVID. So I don't know where it sits for this year.
I thought the coward Sununu vetoed.
It never made it out of
more Free Talk Live is on the way.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next?
What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you'd like to join the conversation, the telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I was mentioning during the break here that this may be an historic episode of Free Talk Live, because we managed to get the words defibrillator and filibuster mentioned in this evening's program.
Indeed.
And I don't know if that's ever been done before.
Nobody believes you.
Great, thanks. did we have more on the story?
Are you talking about the state reps?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
All no, right. That's it.
Time for a segue, you say. Well...
Well,
you know,
one of those little two-wheeled carts.
You know, I saw the tiny homes, if you wanted to talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, the tiny homes.
Talk about the tiny homes. Let's talk about that.
Which does have to do with the state reps, because it is a bill that they are considering in the state house.
Well, but it has more to do with the prior story about the people getting thrown off their land because
they
couldn't afford a big enough house.
Which was in Georgia.
Yep.
Although that said... You know, before we say, oh, it can't happen here in the free state of New Hampshire, well, it's not free here. There's all kinds of little tyrants around here. Friend of the show and state representative Mike Sylvia, just to prove to you that not even the state reps are immune from this crap, he was actually allegedly living in an RV on what he thought was his property, as well as in the garage. He had bought a house, or what was a house. He bought a lot that had a home on it that had burned down.
Okay.
But the garage had not burned
down. The garage remained.
So he got a good deal on this piece of property, and he parked an RV on the property, and during the wintertime, a code enforcer spotted smoke coming from the chimney on the garage. And he I guess, scoped the house out some more and thought he saw Mike Silvio walking into the RV in the middle of wintertime, which means he must be living on the property, and he doesn't have a permission slip to live in his RV on his own property, nor in the garage, because there's no bathroom.
I
wrote about it over at freekeen.com. It happened a couple of years ago. In fact, I think nobody, you went with
yeah,
into
I was
court
at the
hearing.
Trial.
There was a trial. He lost, sadly. And so,
should find that code enforcer and start just going by his house and finding anytime something's left outside. I'm sure that's a violation of a city code. Call the police.
They won't do anything about it. They'll just ignore it. They'll use discretion when it comes to one of their own. So it's sort of, you know, we've seen this happen here. This has happened here. Yes. It's happened. Mike Silvio, by the way, is an A-plus rated state rep in the state house. He actually, a couple of years ago, won the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Award for most liberty-oriented rep of all the 400 state reps. And he's a Free Talk Live longtime listener and supporter. So thank you, Mike, for your service. He was actually at there was a gathering at Fun Spot, which is a massive arcade here in New Hampshire, supposedly the largest in the world. He was hanging out there over the weekend.
Nice.
So, all around good guy. He came to your 420s and smoked up. On the state house steps one year.
He told me he'd come if I wore a suit, so I wore a tux.
Yeah. And he smoked, got a great picture of Mike Silvio with a joint in his mouth at this event. So this is our kind of state rep. Anyway, New Hampshire is now considering a bill, according to ConcordMonitor.com's Anna Brown at Citizens Count, that would require towns to allow tiny houses alongside single-family homes. Supporters envision a future where tiny house aficionados flock to New Hampshire, bolstering our workforce. Opponents are concerned about the erosion of local control and property values.
Yeah, I don't want to be controlled by the government, local, state, or federal, so I'm all about erosion of local control.
Right. There are way too many places where they treat, much like the story earlier, the tiny home folks as if they are, you know, some sort of a criminal for existing on their own land.
Well, the story you
can't afford a big enough house, therefore you must be homeless.
The story you had a minimum of 1,200 square foot in order for it to be considered in Georgia a home.
Well, in that mm-hmm. county, that was one of the things. But you can read the rest of the story, of course, on our social media. But in that story, basically what was happening is they were throwing different statutes or different line items from different places at this one guy, none of which applied, because it turns out that the guy did his research accurately and he should have been legally okay to be there with his RV and that kind of a thing, but it didn't help him.
So a tiny house is generally 100 to 400 square feet. A tiny house can sit on a foundation or on a trailer. Some tiny houses are equipped with full kitchens and plumbing, while others are designed to live off-grid with composting toilets. Tiny homes have gained popularity as affordable and eco-friendly housing options over the past decade. However, many towns, counties, and states have zoning laws or building codes that require houses to have a minimum square footage. Tiny houses on wheels may be categorized as RVs and unsuitable, according to the government at least, for year-round living. In 2016...
Well, it's a lot better than being homeless.
Yeah.
You know, people are always thinking, what's the government going to do about homelessness? Maybe the government should just stop making people homeless.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing is that, you know, George Carlin points out that the homeless person isn't really, they're houseless, right? And we've seen time and time again when somebody steps up and decides to provide shelters, right, tiny homes, if you will, for some of these homeless people of their own volition as a charitable contribution, and the state comes in and takes them all down. They tear them down, and they get rid of them because they weren't approved.
Yeah. Well, the state thrives on poverty, on homelessness, on all kinds of suffering and misery. That's what the state requires to justify its existence, and therefore that's what the state creates.
Agreed.
In 2016, New Hampshire passed a law that enabled municipalities to permit small, quote, detached accessory dwelling units, unquote, next to regular homes, but not every town opted in. Towns can also set their own minimum dimensions for accessory dwelling units. And that's because sometime in the past, the state representatives allowed towns to create zoning laws. And that's where all these problems came from. Because New Hampshire, for those that aren't familiar, is not what they call a home rule state. So in a home rule state, towns and cities can pass all kinds of ordinances that they want to, basically. It doesn't matter what they say.
They can just make up whatever they like.
Right. In a non-home rule state like New Hampshire, the only thing that towns and cities can pass, in theory, legally, is something they've been authorized to pass by the state. Now, you say to yourself, well, that means that the state is centrally controlling things. Central control is bad. In the case of the state, not necessarily. Not in a state like New Hampshire, which is generally a smaller government state than other states. Generally, it's hard to pass new laws here, so it's actually beneficial to have this central control because it tells the little tyrants in the towns, you can't do that. You can't pass this. But sadly, they did tell them you can have zoning, and now some towns have zoning. In fact, most of them do, and that's why these tiny houses are illegal. So this would essentially be telling the towns that have zoning, hey, you can have your zoning, but you can't tell these people they can't have their tiny homes.
Right.
So it would give a carve-out, essentially. Now, that's not what we want. We want to abolish zoning completely, right?
Yes, that's right.
But it's a step.
It's a step in the right direction. So Brianna O'Brien of Hampton Falls became a bit of a poster child for the New Hampshire tiny house movement after she tried to live in a tiny house on her parents' property. The Zoning Board of Adjustment denied her occupancy permit for a few reasons, including the tiny house did not meet the town's definition of a detached accessory dwelling unit. O'Brien was forced to abandon the tiny house. This year, three New Hampshire representatives, two Republicans and a Democrat, are sponsoring Bill HB 588, which would welcome tiny houses to New Hampshire. It would require towns to allow standalone tiny houses anywhere they allow single-family homes. So it doesn't
now,
take
this
away...
would fix Mike Sylvia's problem, would it not?
It would depend on how they define tiny house. So let's go on. Tiny house, anywhere they allow single-family homes. So they're not going to make it so that it overrides all the zoning laws in that you wouldn't be able to build a tiny house next to a commercial district. But
right.
In a place where homes are already allowed, so would tiny homes. If a municipality allows detached accessory dwelling units, the bill would require the town to accept tiny houses under the same terms. The bill establishes various other requirements for tiny houses. For example, they have to follow fire codes. If it's on a trailer, the trailer must be licensed, registered, and inspected. So maybe that answers your question that if it's on a trailer, it might be okay. Lastly, the bill requires towns and cities to pass zoning laws to address tiny home parks, a group setting of at least four tiny houses. This is a repeat of a bill from last year, which died during the coronavirus shutdown.
Wow, something died during the coronavirus. Who knew?
And I wonder what happens if you put three tiny homes in a place. But, you know, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah.
The control
what do you get when
comes?
You gather two crows?
What?
Attempted murder.
Attempted murder. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.